always, another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 52. In a former studio where I recorded my show for the first time here in Atlanta. I'm not using Sisters for Life this time. I'm not using James Watson Studios, Owl Creek Studios. I'm using Rich Production Studios, Richmond. Oh, my brain is dead. My brain dead, Pete? Repeat.
Brain is always dead, Shapiro.
Oh, I said Richmond. I'm thinking about Richmond, Rhode Island, a city in Rhode Island. Or Richmond, Virginia, I don't know. But anyway, I do have Richmond, Virginia fans. Can you hear that, Pete?
Talk, that means I'm ignoring you.
Yes.
That means you should go home and your time is up.
Repeat. How's it feel to do the Lose Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show again?
Actually, Shapiro, it feels good. It's been fun here without you, so it's about time you come and drag us all down again.
That's good. Now before I had the lineup for the show repeat, okay? Before I had the lineup for the show repeat again, see, I had to repeat myself, right? did you miss me, okay? Like you miss sex, or did you miss me like you miss a hangnail?
Definitely a hangnail.
I'm going to take the sex part. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay. Well, anyway, here's the lineup today. We have repeat, of course, on the show. We have segments, okay, from...
You have segments? Is that what you said?
No, segments from a football...
I'm not having sex with Shapiro.
Anybody
else out there. I don't think anybody's having sex with Shapiro right now.
No.
Maybe his right hand.
My right hand, yeah. Okay, we have a good show, though. We have a great show from Piccadilly in Atlanta, Georgia, by Greenbrier Mall, the football benefit with Tony George. Football player Tony George used to play for the New England Patriots, and I interviewed him. His part of the interview is going to be on this show. We do have, from Nashville, Tennessee, some great underground musicians from Nashville, Tennessee. We do have some...
I don't know, Shapiro. I don't know about great underground musicians. I have to be the judge of this. You brought some underground musicians to the show before, and they were...
Well, you be the judge, okay?
Way under par.
You be the judge, okay? And you report to me after the show. Then Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, great musicians over there, too. And then we have a returning powerful guest here. And it's a three-part interview. Of course, I'm breaking up the three parts. This one, Kirk Cameron's going to be in Marietta. Could be that right down the street from the studio. Roswell Street at the Roswell
Marietta,
Baptist
Georgia.
Church. Yes, the Roswell Baptist Church. You know where that is?
Yes, right here in Marietta, Georgia.
Not too far from the Big Chicken. So we're out to see Kirk Cameron go to the Big Chicken House with KFC, right? August 28th, he'll be at the Roswell Baptist Church. So Kirk Cameron calls me up, and we're going to talk about that. Then, in 2 months, I'm going to ask him about Andrew Koenig, who played Boner on Growing Pains. He committed suicide, and we'll talk about that.
Supposedly, nobody really knows how he really died.
We'll talk about that. That's in 2 months, okay? But we have Kirk Cameron talking today about marriage, his marriage thing. And then in next year, I'm going to save his last part of the interview. I asked him about his co-stars, Leonardo DiCaprio, of course. Mm-hmm. Remember him from Titanic, of course?
And
the ship sunk. Oh, yeah. I asked him about Robin Thicke, too.
Robin Thicke and Alan Thicke, yes.
So I can hear all the interview today. I'm only in about the marriage one, but that's what he's in town for.
That's the most important thing.
Exactly.
That's what he's in town for, because a lot of you guys need that.
Yes,
a lot
I need
of you guys are out there, you know.
I don't need that.
Walking
do I?
Oh, you need everything. Okay. You need Jesus. That's what you need.
I'm Jewish. All for my Jewish fans, okay? Kirk Cameron, the Christian, on my show, of course. So we'll stay with the first segment up next. The first segment is the, what do you call it? You know,
he doesn't even know.
I don't even know.
How does that look?
The first segment is the the Piccadilly segment. Then we'll go to the countdown for the month of July, because it's August. So we'll go with that. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Lose Yourself.
Yes. All right, we have Dana Renee here outside of Velvet Room. So this is your first time here performing in Atlanta?
Yes, it is.
Yes. And so how does it feel to perform in Atlanta?
Felt pretty good. Had a great crowd, great night, great performances. Pleased to be a part of it.
Sure, and you're from Washington, D.C., huh?
Yes, absolutely. Northeast Washington, D.C., Langdon Park.
And has the president heard your music yet?
Hopefully so, but I'm sure he hasn't, but he shall soon.
I don't know if you know this, but President Barack Obama is coming to Atlanta on Monday, so is he following you?
Probably, I hope, right? secretly.
Yes. Hopefully I get an interview with President Barack Obama. But tell me, what does your music represent?
It represents honesty, natural, trying to get back in touch with realistic music that women and people can relate to.
What's honest about your music?
Of the lyrics, I like to deliver a straightforward message that can be relatable to man, woman, young, old.
And what other musicians do you look up to in your game?
Tupac Shakur is still one of my biggest influences. Of course, Jay-Z's there, and all of the female artists that have come before me, I do appreciate their presence and their input.
Sure, sure. And what song do you want us to play off your CD? What CD do you want us to play first?
I would go with the Realest I Ever Wrote, the CD I made over top of All Beasts by Tupac Shakur. I would roll with the number two on it.
Number two on it? What's the song called again?
Hell Dirty. It's kind of...
Hell Dirty.
It's a remnant of Hail Mary.
So. And you wrote that, huh?
Yeah.
And what does that song represent?
Just kind of the underdog story for inner city female and coming up in a world full of men. It can be difficult, so we got to work hard and praise each other.
Okay, all right. And one last question. What's the most thing about men that men have to change, you think?
Not much. I think they just need to make space. There are women out here who can do just as well and hold their own in this league that's been dominated by them.
Awesome.
Otherwise, just make a little bit of space. I think it's our turn.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today.
Thanks, Derek. Have
thank
a good
you.
Night.
Thank you.
This is Dana Renee coming to you live from Washington, D.C., representing the ATL, celebrating 5 years with Derek Shapiro.
Thank you very much.
All right, of course, we're back here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, you just heard the Dana Renee interview, and we're going on to the Dana Renee song. Of course, the Dana Renee song, again, is called Hail Dirty, which she wants to be played on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, from Washington, D.C. fans, of course. And we'll go with the number five song for the month of July. But before I go to the five song of the month of July, I just want to run down the list of the 12 songs for the month of July, because I narrowed it down. Instead of paying 12 top songs for the month of July, I do the top five songs, but it's listed on the countdown page. And of course, the number 12 song for the month of July is J Rhythm and Rolla with Believe in Me. With the number 11 is Sister Hazel with Take a Bow. And I'm interviewing Sister Hazel at the end of August, of course. I'm saving it for next year. Mark Lawson, of course, from Woodstock, Georgia, is Gypsy in Disguise. And Trina, who I just re-interviewed again, I'm saving it for next year, is My Attitude. And then 8 is Dante from Rhode Island, featuring Charles and Jay Profane with I'm Him, the 2010 version. And 7 is Void 808 from California, Whispers in the Dark. 6 is Trina featuring Diddy and Kerry Hilson with Million Dollar Baby. But the number 5 song after you hear Dana Renee is Mike and Mike from Rhode Island and Rolla with I Never Asked Why. Here on Lose Out the Derek Shapiro Show.
Feel me. See, Pop said he should send his one begotten fighter to lead the wild into the ways of the real. Follow me. Eat my flesh, flesh in my flesh. Come with me. Hell dirty, run quick, see what do we have here now? La 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 la. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. My cookie be the only thing about me getting mushy. You rookies better stay in your lane. I'm from a dangerous grain. You couldn't be slicker than Shorty if you played the rain. I'm like a bad seed. Mama seen it coming when she had me. On my Christmas list, I used to wish I had a caddy. Now I'm full grown and full blown. The illest, I'm hood known. The menace to the fat lady finishing. They don't call me Dirty Reds because I got thoroughbred all in my blood. You got a problem with cuz? You got a problem with us. I keep the remedy to soften the mud. They can't figure me out. These M&M niggas melting the drop. They sugar-coated, couldn't hold me if I fit in your mouth. Plus, mama told me never stop until I bust a nut. Better get your hustle up. You want it, then knuckle up. Hell dirty.
Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see what do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die? La da 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 da. Come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see what do we have here now?
Do you wanna ride or die? La 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 la. Scene, got a pocket full of green body rockers on my team. Pop is top and watch him steam. No mercy in the dress, no curtsy, cause the pearl grip on my left here. Guaranteed to make a nigga ease up a little. I call a team and lead a scene clean as a whistle. Yeah, no fear in the whip.
grip, no rear. Pop the clutch, hit the gas, switch all four gears. Look here, who you gonna find realer than that? Realer than black, with a 45 steel to your back. Now here's to the mat, dirty red. The godmother put an order out on every head of you cocksuckers. You got to pardon my violence. I guess I've been contaminated by all the sirens. They bred me from the cradle to the grave, a queen to a slave. Now I'm a motherfucking renegade. Hell dirty, nigga.
Come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What do we have here now?
Do you wanna ride or die?
La 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 la. Come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What do we have here now?
Do you wanna ride or die?
La 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 la.
21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, dirty red's the truth. Nigga, what you live by, you die by. Two for two. I came up shitty in this dark city. My roots, man, I'm a gangster. Pete, my proof, my breed thorough. From the bottom of the barrel with the dirt be. Vicious with it, make him wish my mother never birthed me. Shouldn't have unearthed me. Something like a diamond in the rocks. If you ever need to reach me, you can find me on the block. In the midst of all the talk about the real from the fake. Groupies from the greats and the mice amongst the ape. If it's on, then it's on. We rape, beat, breaks. Dirty reds on the paper chase. Coming for the cake. Better hunt it off the break. If you feeling like a champ. From the stomach of the beast, you can meet me in the swamp. And hell have no fury. I'm guilty of this game, nigga, no jury. Now hell dirty, nigga.
Come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die? La 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 la. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die?
See me less than a fucking year later, bailing through this motherfucking Jew down like Saka Zulu. Banging on nigga. I got this whole shit shook up.
I never ask why.
Just look to the sky.
Up to the sky.
And watch the days fly by.
Watch it fly.
Till the day that I die.
Till I die.
I never ask why.
I never ask why.
Just look to the sky.
Up to the sky.
Watch the days fly by.
Fly by.
Till the day that I
die. Yeah, like I'm tossing in all sorts of crazy directions. Maybe complexions change, but our brains connected. Correcting any mistakes that anyone states. Just in case I could retrace the steps that I take.
Come on.
Next to my plate, shit, I'm looking up to the sky. I never ask why.
Just look to the sky.
Up to the sky.
And watch the days fly by.
Watch it fly.
Till the day that I die.
Till I die.
I never ask why.
I never ask why.
Just look to the sky.
Up to the sky.
Watch the days fly by.
Fly by.
Till the day that I
yeah.
die.
Like I'm tossing in all sorts of crazy directions. Maybe complexions change, but our brains connected. Correcting any mistakes that anyone states. Just in case I could retrace the steps that I take.
Come on.
Next to my plate, shit, I'm looking up to the sky. Like I did when this kid first saw his dad
flying by.
I thought my days were numbered and I fall into slumber. But I pray I recover and be straight to the
number.
Others may criticize, this is why I'm giving eyes. Think it is time to write with ink until it's dry. Mine is the kind that can make you realize.
Yep.
I'm not for the talk like Tony Hawk. I'm
on the grind.
Never ask why, just simply pass by. Last time I tried,
I was giving lies.
It's time in this line.
Yep.
I'm sick of waiting by. Pick a time and bring my rhymes
till the day that I die.
Never ask why. Just look to the sky.
Look to the sky.
And watch the days fly by.
Fly by.
Till the day that I die. I never ask why.
Never ask why.
Just look to the sky.
Look to the sky.
And watch the days fly by.
Fly by.
Till the day that I die.
Not one day goes by, I don't miss your big brown eyes. From the smiles to the cries, the laughs to the highs, I'm searching for the answers to the whys. Things didn't seem as they do in our dreams. Mistakes were made, but my love will never fade. Yeah, My heart caved on that darkest day, reminiscing the shit will never go away. And God, for one thing that I pray, for one more kiss and one more day. One more kiss and one more day. And what if we settle differences? We grown ass kids with plenty life to live. The rhymes that I give, the life that I live, should've never came out. Hurricane Cloud taught you all about the things you can't count. Keep your head and your feet on the ground.
I never ask why. I never ask why. Just look to the sky.
Just look to the sky.
Watch the days fly by.
Watch the days fly by.
The day that I die.
The day that I die.
I never ask why.
I never ask why.
Just look to the sky.
Just look to the sky.
Watch the days fly by.
Watch the days fly by.
The day that I die.
The day that I die.
Richard's Cafe here in White Creek, Tennessee, of course. And how are you doing tonight?
All right, Derek. It's Richard's Cafe.
Richard's Cafe.
Right, Richard.
So, that's how you pronounce your name, Richard?
Richard, yeah.
What is it, like French, or?
Well, that's the name of the cafe. It is really? Definitely Louisiana French, Cajun influenced.
And you're from Louisiana?
New Orleans originally, yeah, Gulf Coast.
So why do people love your restaurant over here?
Well, it's a combination of great food and very good original songwriters, the performers.
Right, and you perform too, of course.
Right, yeah, I perform just about every night down here, and I have two acts every night that are handpicked by myself and my booking agent.
Really, I taste the food over here, and you know, the food is excellent over here, I gotta tell you know what I'm saying?
Yes, my mother was from New Orleans, a New Orleans cook, and my other side of my family's from Mississippi, so we had the country influence and the Creole and the Cajun influence and a little bit of the French.
Awesome. I'll actually have some Mississippi fans. What part of Mississippi?
I grew up in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Gulfport, Mississippi, okay.
Graduated in Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg, really? Not too far from Biloxi? Or actually Jackson, Mississippi?
Not too far, in the middle of the state.
Middle of the state. So tell me about your music. What does your music represent?
Well, we let our motorcycles get by for a minute.
Yes. Does it represent motorcycles here? Because we sound like your restaurant.
Actually, I do have a song on one of my CDs called Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb.
Which is a muffler company in Tennessee.
Really?
But it's pretty much straight-ahead country, Americana. I do a little R&B, a little blues. I like to write a lot of place songs. I think the album you have there has a song called Crocker Springs on it. That's a little story about the Jesse James gang who used to live here in White's Creek, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll play that song, of course. And the song's called again?
Crocker Springs.
Crocker Springs. And where can people find you, your information, if people want to get a hold of you?
Sure, it's Richard's Cafe, no accents or hyphens or anything, richardscafe.com on the internet. It's got menus, it's got pictures and songs and a little everything.
Really? Okay, we're going to put a direct link from my website to your website, and can people call you too?
Yeah, that'd be great. 615-299-9590.
Thank you very much. Hey, lose yourself to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you, Derek.
Yes. All right, we have Greg St. John here from Nashville, Tennessee, of course, right?
Not originally, but yes, now.
Where from originally?
Seattle, then Los Angeles, and then...
Really? And is that because of the country music, right?
No, because I do rockabilly.
Okay.
And not necessarily what you heard tonight, but I have a rockabilly band.
Really? And what is it about?
Well, rockabilly is about when country music, rock, and hillbilly music got together. So it's kind of, Nashville is kind of where that happened. It was actually happened in Memphis, but Nashville's where I wanted to be.
Awesome. Your sound is so original. If you can tell my listeners about your sound.
I'm actually more of a singer than a guitar player. I can do enough to get along, but I wish I could just sing.
And where does the inspirations come from?
I like to rhyme. It's a trick to rhyme and tell a story, and don't lose the rhyme, and find new words, and try and be original, not go for the easy rhyme, go for something that's conveying a thought. So I like to, it's like a journal. If you were doing a journal, you know, or a diary or something, we'll make it rhyme.
Sure. So what can people get in contact with you, get your information?
We have a new band, it's called The Locals, and in it I am Morris Slick, not Greg St. John. Greg St. John is, but Morris Slick is, and we're going to be playing around here in Nashville. And this place right here, Charlie Bob's, is where we want to start, because it used to be a 50s drive-in.
Really?
It used to be with the skaters and everything like that. It's kind of like what Sonic, you see Sonic, you know, and
exactly.
This was here before.
Really?
So, and it's a restaurant and bar and trailer park.
Really?
So we don't get much more country than this, okay?
Well, thank you very much for listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you.
Yes, and all right, we have Brandon Wilson here that does the open mics here at
Charlie Bob's.
And you're from originally?
I was born in New York, grew up in Louisville and Indianapolis. And,
really? Mm-hmm. And now, how long did you live in New York for?
I only lived there a year and a half, something like that.
You were a kid?
Yeah, and so because I was born, I was born in New York and lived there for about a year and a half, and then Louisville, I was there until about second grade, and then moved to Indianapolis.
Really?
Yeah.
So what brought you down to Nashville?
A job. I got a teaching job here, and I also wanted to do songwriting, and so it was serendipitous.
Really? So you're a teacher too. So you being a teacher, what grade do you teach?
Well, I teach theater. I teach technical theater, so lighting, sound, set construction to middle school and high school.
Really, really. Yeah, well, I mean, after high school, I went to college. I took up space. So what is your music all about?
All kinds of stuff. I mean, mostly it's about love and lost love, like almost all other music out there, really. But it's a lot of it is kind of, I don't know, looking back and reminiscing on either the good times or the bad times, depending on how I'm feeling.
So you're looking back, what do you think the most distinctive memory you have of looking back, and what, you know, and what year was that for you?
Looking back, as far as about, like, my music, I don't know. I mean, the songs I've been writing recently have been about the past couple of years, and the one song that I really like to play called That Time is just about, you know, a specific moment where everything was so rosy and wonderful, but that's, nothing ever stays that wonderful. So,
with the relationship, you mean?
Well, with anything. I mean, there are always good times and bad times, and so it's always thinking about the good times, or if you're, I don't know, in a melancholy state, you're thinking about the bad times. So, yeah.
So we'll play that on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, then.
What's that?
We'll play that song on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah, yeah.
And where can people find your information?
I am on MySpace, and it is myspace.com/BrandonCoreyMusic.
Okay.
So BrandonCorey music.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Lose Yourself, the Derek.
Very much.
Yeah. All right. And you just saw the Nashville interview, of course. Just one guy from the interview sent me a song, of course. That was Brandon Wilson, the host of the open mic at Charlie Bob's. And Brandon Wilson, we're going to hear that song, That Time, it's called. Do we have the time to play that song? Yes, we do. That Time here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. The number four song for the month of July is from Cosmic Christy from up in Rhode Island with Nightmares. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, then we go to the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina segment. Kirk Cameron still coming up here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.